KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning today. Today, southeast winds 35 knots, becoming south 25 in the afternoon, seas 14 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 10 feet with rain. And Wednesday, southwest winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, gale warning through tonight. Today, south winds 30 knots, seas 13 feet with rain. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, becoming west 35 after midnight, seas 11 feet with rain. And Wednesday, west winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning tonight and Wednesday. Today, southwest winds 20 knots, becoming west 30 in the afternoon, seas 8 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, west winds 35 knots, seas 8 feet with rain and snow. And Wednesday, southwest winds 25 knots, becoming south 40 in the afternoon, seas 7 feet, building to 12 in the afternoon, with rain. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, gale warning tonight. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, becoming west 35 after midnight, seas 5 feet, building to 13 after midnight, with rain and snow. And Wednesday, west winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning through Wednesday. Today, southwest winds 15 knots, becoming west 35 in the afternoon, seas 5 feet, building to 13 in the afternoon, with rain and snow. Tonight, west winds 35 knots, seas 15 feet with rain and snow. And Wednesday, southwest winds 25 knots, becoming south 40 in the afternoon, seas 10 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain likely in the morning, then rain and snow in the afternoon. Snow may be heavy at times in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 1 inch. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. South winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, rain and snow in the evening, then scattered snow after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to 3 inches. Lows in the upper 20s to upper 30s. West winds 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 50. And Wednesday, scattered snow and rain showers in the morning, then scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Little to no snow accumulation. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. Southwest winds 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 40, increasing to 50 in the afternoon. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 6:25 a.m. at 6 feet, 10 inches. A low at 1:02 p.m. at 2 feet, 7 inches. And a high tonight at 6:28 at 4 feet, 11 inches. Your sun rose this morning at 9:50 and your sun will set at 5:56, bringing us over the 8-hour mark at 8 hours and 6 minutes. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, a mayoral veto overturned on Alaska's move to allow all-purpose vehicles on public roads, and the Federal Office of Subsistence Management has a new director. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by GCI. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Unalaska. GCI now offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and same pricing as Anchorage. More information at gci.com/internet.
Good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in. It's Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. I don't know about you, but I'm still finding it a challenge to not say 2024 anymore. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. Some Unalaskans were preparing to hit the streets in their four-wheelers and side-by-sides after city council members voted last week to remove a local ban on all-purpose vehicles. But on Thursday evening, Mayor Vince Tudiakov Sr. vetoed the change to city code, citing safety and enforcement concerns. The Unalaska City Council voted to change city code January 14th, allowing all-purpose vehicles, or APVs, on public roads within city limits. The vote was split, with four council members in favor and two against. In his Thursday statement, Tudiakov said he wants the public to weigh in on the issue instead. He wrote, quote, "I would support a resolution to place the matter of this code amendment on the ballot at the next municipal election," end quote. Had the veto not come down, APV operators on public roads would have been subject to regulations like all other drivers. They would have needed a driver's license, registration, license plate, and signal lights, among other standard requirements. Unalaska City Manager Bill Homka confirmed that operating APVs on public roads remains illegal. The City Council can vote to override the veto at their next meeting on January 28th. Read the full story at KUCB.org. The Federal Office of Subsistence Management has a new director with ties to the Bristol Bay region. As KDLG's Margaret Sutherland reports, the position is responsible for overseeing subsistence practices on public land in Alaska.
Crystal Leonetti, a Chukyung tribal citizen with ties to Dillingham and Anchor Point, has been named director of the Office of Subsistence Management, or OSM. Leonetti was acting director of the office for 6 months before she officially assumed the role on January 6th. She says it's both a challenging and exciting time for subsistence in Alaska.
I just think that there's potential to increase a cultural understanding of what subsistence is. It is so much more than food or nutrition. It is deeply spiritual and cultural.
The office oversees the Federal Subsistence Management Program, a multi-agency program to preserve subsistence and conserve natural resources on roughly 222 million acres of federal land in Alaska, about two-thirds of the state's total land. The program was established under a provision of the Alaska Native Interest Lands Conservation Act. In her new role, Leonetti will work with the Federal Subsistence Board, along with the state's 10 regional subsistence boards that vote and provide input on subsistence management proposals, like a current Bristol Bay proposal to allow subsistence users to take fish within 300 feet of a stream mouth. Leonetti was born and raised in Anchor Point and says she visited Dillingham in the summers to fish with her family in Bristol Bay. She brings 3 decades of federal conservation experience to the position. Her resume includes work with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Kenai, Fairbanks, and Bethel. For the last decade plus, she served as the Alaska Native Affairs Specialist and Native American Liaison for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the first Indigenous woman to ever hold the position. She says that subsistence management faces growing challenges due to climate change. Regulations are historically made on a 2-year cycle. But with rapidly changing weather, migration patterns, and population numbers, a lot can happen in that time.
Salmon populations across the state have been changing very quickly. Caribou populations, sheep populations have been changing. So that means that the subsistence program has to be more flexible and adaptable to be able to implement changes even within the season.
According to an order from Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, the office physically and administratively moved from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to the Office of Assistant Secretary for Policy Management and Budget last June. The move was, in part, aimed to centralize resources and make the office more efficient in addressing the needs of Alaska Native communities and subsistence users, which Leonetti says is happening.
It's in a location where the regulations, the correspondence can happen more efficiently. And so we're finding ourselves getting on schedule or ahead of schedule on many things that used to kind of fall behind schedule.
Leonetti says the new location also sees more foot traffic from federal agencies and national lawmakers, which she hopes will increase the exposure and discourse between the Office of Subsistence and those that may not be familiar with subsistence practices. She says along with nurturing strong relationships between OSM and tribes, the state, and the boards they oversee, it's important to demonstrate the importance of subsistence as a cultural, economic, and social practice to the bosses in Washington, D.C.
You know, get them out on a boat, experiencing when people are harvesting fish, or even on the Yukon and the Kuskokwim, where those fish camps are empty and how that impacts people and the generations who are not able to learn a thousands-of-year-old tradition and culture.
Meanwhile, the next Federal Subsistence Board meeting on fish and shellfish regulations for the 2025 through 2027 cycle will be held in Anchorage in early February. From KDLG in Dillingham, I'm Margaret Sutherland.
Tune in Fridays at noon and 5 right here at KUCB for new episodes of the Bering Sea Barometer. Join your host, Captain Pete Nathan, for journal-style entries from all up and down the Aleutian chain, chronicling the real-life experiences of fishing the Bering Sea. Find all episodes of the podcast on our website and on Spotify. Let's take a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. Learn how to make antler bone earrings at the Kamalungan Tribal Office Wednesday evening starting at 5:30. This is a free culture night class with supplies provided. All are welcome. And Unungam Tanu class takes place in High School Room 180 Thursday night starting at 6. This program is also free and everyone is welcome. To learn more about these events and everything else coming up, check out your community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Take care.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, as well as an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation in Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Polyf Harbor Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is looking for an EMS director. The Adaga Tribe of King Cove is hiring a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time Pull-Tab sales clerk. The Aleutian Housing is hiring a lead carpenter for King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, a family advocate for King Cove, a family advocate for Falls Pass, and a cultural preservation specialist for Accutan. And over the weekend, we had some birthdays. Happy belated birthday to Virgil Porter. Happy belated birthday to my dad, Earl Mack. Happy belated birthday to Paul Dishkin and Tabby Johansson. And happy birthday to Jeremy Crone. And happy wedding anniversary to Dickie and Edie Jacobson. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
sun refused to shine. Never thought I'd have to pay so dearly for what was already mine. For such a long, long time. Like a martyr, the hurt gets worse and the heart gets harder. We made mad love, shallow love, random love, and abandoned love. Accidentally, like a martyr, the hurt gets worse and the heart gets harder.
lost and found. Open it. Open it, baby. Open that door.
We'll be right back. told me where a river flows. He showed me how the apple grows. He told me of a magic stream. His face was warm, but his eyes were clear. Standing in a slide zone, I could be stepping in a slide zone. Standing in a slide zone, I could be stepping through a time.
You are tuned into 830 AM KSDP, 88.1 FM K201DA in King Cove, Alaska, 88.1 KFPS False Pass, Alaska. We'll be right back.
Thank you. there's anything left to me.
Victory!